Masechet Berachot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Hakore Shema, Velo Hishmia Leozno, Yatza. Rabbi Yose Omer, Lo Yatza. If a person was reading the Shema, but he wasn't audible enough, he wasn't loud enough, where he heard himself reading, the first opinion in the Mishnah, we call Tanakama, an anonymous opinion brought down, says Yatza. He fulfilled his obligation. Rabbi Yose says, no. He did not fulfill his obligation. Rabbi Yose says that. He holds, he didn't fulfill his obligation because he has the word Shema. Shema means hear. You need to hear what you're saying. And therefore, you didn't fulfill your obligation. While Tanakama said, no, you fulfilled your obligation. He would understand that word Shema as not you have to actually hear yourself, but he would say you have to understand yourself. That Shema can be said in any language that a person understands. Mishnah continues, Kara velo dikdek beotioteha. If a person read Shema, but he wasn't exacting with the way he pronounced the words. For example, he has the words al levavecha that are next to each other. There's a lamed at the end of al, and there's a lamed at the beginning of levavecha. They're connected. So if he says al levavecha, and he really makes one big word, or Esev Besadecha, he turns into Esev Besadecha, he turns into one word, and he's not exacting with each word. He doesn't pronounce each word correctly. Rabbi Yose Omer Yatza. Rabbi Yose says he fulfilled his obligation, while Rabbi Yehuda says Lo Yatza. He did not fulfill his obligation, and Halacha is like Rabbi Yose, that it, technically if a person didn't pronounce each letter perfectly, he still fulfilled his obligation, but the commentaries all say that a person should be very careful to pronounce every word correctly because he changes a lot of the meaning of the words if he changes up how things are pronounced. So you need to really be careful with how you say these words of Shema. Mishnah finishes off by saying, HaKore L'mafreya Lo Yatza. If a person read Shema with the Pisukim out of order, he did not fulfill his obligation because we have the Pasuk tells us, V'hayu HaDevarim Ha'ele. These words should be, they should be how they were written. They were written a certain way, in a certain order, and they have to be read in that order. Kara ve'ta'a ya'azor le'makom she'ta'a. If a person read the Shema and he realized that he made a mistake, he needs to go back to the beginning of that pasuk where he made that mistake.